from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace to you in peace on this night of Christ our Savior's birth. Amen. You may be seated. There are a lot of biblical themes that are captured in the texts and the pageantry and the hymns of Christmas. A big one is the light. From the appearance of the light at the start of the service through the promise of a great light to those who sit in darkness. The evangelist John's echoing words, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." To singing, "All is bright," to the house full of candlelight. That light is often attached to the idea of enlightenment. "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel, the spirit of knowledge." Instead of calling it enlightenment, the light is the appearance of the truth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of truth. And as much as I tend to be a head guy, does truth really inspire millenniums of adoration? Maybe your experience is different than mine, but if Christmas was just about enlightenment or truth, the darkness probably would have overcome it. It's a daily struggle that we usually lose to see what is right in front of our nose. The more loudly someone says they care about the truth, the closer I read their footnotes and keep a hand on my wallet. Light might sometime be used to portray glory. "For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Mighty God. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Where is the one born King of the Jews? We saw his star and have come to worship him." But what happens to glory? At least the earthly glory that we know about fades, leaves you with nothing, mister, but boring stories of glory days. If Christmas was about the glory of kings, the day would have been left in the dust long ago, like the statue of Ozymandias. And that certainly what the glories of the world today would like you to do. Heck, not even his own people received him. Maybe you should walk away from that dim light and turn to something a little more current glory. Okay, maybe Christmas isn't captured in truth or glory. Maybe that light is the dawning of righteousness. Your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and all nations shall be blessed. The throne of David is established with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. With righteousness he shall judge the poor, and he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. There are all kinds of things that can be glorious, but to exercise righteousness, maybe that is the light. But eventually, if you ponder righteousness enough, you get to Luther. Who can stand the day of his coming? If the light that has come is the refiner's fire, and all who are not pure are melted away like dross, what exactly would be left? I wouldn't be. Everyone who sees an angel, which are just the reflections of the light of righteousness, their reaction is cowering fear. When you see that light, you know. You can only celebrate the coming of righteousness until it searches you. If the birth of Jesus was primarily about truth, it would have become a truth lost to the ages. If it was about glory, some other light would always attract our attention. If it were just about righteousness, eventually, we could not bear to stand under that light. Christmas would be a day that we would run from. No, the light of Christmas is that this child is the one promised to crush that old serpent's head. The glory of Christmas is that this is Emmanuel, born for us on earth below. The child conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary and wrapped in swaddling clothes. That choirs of angels with the greatest proclamation of all time appeared to shepherds keeping watch. Evermore and evermore. The Alpha and Omega, the one through whom all things were made, has become our brother. And the righteousness of Christmas is that this child has come to give us his. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. From sin and death, he saves us and lightens every load. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace. That's the perpetual light. When God said, "Let there be light," it was this perpetual gift, not the glory of the sun that will one day burn out, not some ineffable truth that only sages might glimpse, not even the zeal of a prophet for righteousness. When God gave us the light, it's the light of grace for all people through Christ. However the snake has deceived you, here is the balm for his poison. However the darkness has drained your life, here is the life of men that the darkness does not overcome. However far from God you might feel, here is the one who gives us the right to become children of God and has drawn near to us. This child of Christmas is God's light to us. God's light that in whatever situation we find ourselves, this is the love of the Father for all of his children. That he would not withhold his son, his only son. The gentle lamb appears, promised for eternal years, given to you tonight. Amen.